So we're at our first house, ready to deliver some goodies to some ladies that have been appreciated. But I'm just waiting on Brandon, Pastor Brandon. Just kind of waiting to see.
Hey, sorry. Dude. Sorry I'm so late.
Bro, I thought I told you to dress up.
Yeah, you did. I decided to go festive, though.
What? That is ridiculous.
Don't hate. It looks good.
All right.
Are you ready to
whatever.
Do this?
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's go.
Hey, come here, girl. This is for you. You've been nominated a special lady by me because you're so kind and you're funny and you're like my favorite little girl of all time. And I love you so much.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello,
Gina.
Hello,
hey,
guys.
We just wanted to celebrate you and let you know that you are nominated as an amazing friend and insightful woman by Nicole. And so we just want to celebrate you on this Ladies' Day week.
Thank
celebrate you.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, so sweet. Sorry, I can't get past this outfit. So
Nicole,
sweet.
We are so grateful for you. Lots of people nominated you, but we also wanted to say
yes. Thanks
for all you do with our women's ministry, how well you lead in our church, in our community. Thank you for your love for people and the way you represent Christ, not just to your kids, but to everyone. Happy Ladies' Day.
Happy
Thank
Ladies'
you.
Day.
It is a surprise. We're all like, we have all of
you're
our
surprised.
Masking on.
Hey, you're good. Hey, so you have been nominated as an amazing lady by people in our community. And so we just want to say thank you for being so awesome. And Mike and I especially want to say thank you for delivering our babies.
Yeah.
Safe and sound.
Yeah. But,
you're amazing.
You didn't deliver my baby.
No.
You know.
No.
So we're just here to celebrate you.
Yes.
Bring you a little gift.
All you do. Peggy.
Hello.
Peggy. Yes. You have been nominated as an awesome, awesome woman. Nicole Parham and others said they're so grateful for you and your faith, the way that you love others, the way that you set the example. And we love you because you laugh.
You're amazing.
So we are so grateful for you.
Oh no!
Happy Ladies' Day week.
Welcome to Front Range, everybody. Thank you to all of the ladies that are awesome in that video and all of the ladies that are watching today.
Best laugh.
Best laugh. Thank you, Peggy, for making our day. But yeah, we want to give a shout out to all the ladies who are watching today.
We wish we had flowers for everybody.
For everybody, yes.
But we didn't.
Yes.
But we love you.
We love you. We're thankful for you. Hopefully you're celebrated not just on this day every year, but every day. And we honor you and thank you. If you're watching Front Range for the first time today, or maybe you watch every week and you want to take a next step and get further connected, we're going to post a link to an online Connect card. We would love for you to fill that out, take a next step this morning. And if it is your first time and you're watching and you fill that out, we're going to send you some information about getting further connected, but we're going to also send you a gift card to a local restaurant. We would love for you to enjoy that and have a great time at a local restaurant. And we just want to ask you to fill that Connect card out so you can hear about what's coming up here at our church. There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff. And speaking about online, let's get some shout outs real quick to some ladies.
Yes.
I got a shout out to Linda watching on live.frontrange and Liz James and Allie. Shout out to you ladies and all the other ladies that are watching right now.
Yeah, over on Facebook, we got Andrea and Jordan and Jamie. Thank you guys for watching and chatting. We've got the chat up on our computers here. So jump in and say hi this morning.
Say hi to us. Hey, by the way, we got a special event for the ladies happening tonight at 6 p.m. at Hobby Lobby. So it's going to be a drive-in event. There's going to be a DJ there, all kinds of stuff. Now, Johnny, if Hobby Lobby is open, does that just turn into a shopping spree?
Yeah, and I don't think we want to know what's going to happen if that's
no,
the case.
No, we don't.
No?
So, ladies, make sure that you are there. You can go to frontrange.info for more information about that. But it is going to be a blast. Go pick up a friend. Go pick up someone you want to hang out with and join us. Not us.
Not us.
We won't be there.
No, we got to watch the kids, right? We got to be with the kids.
That's right. Ladies' Day event happening tonight, 6 p.m. Now, Johnny, I know this has been a tough weekend for me and for many of us here on our staff. If you follow us on social media, you know why. So I need some worship.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to head into some worship now. So do us a favor, turn the volume up, get ready to sing. Let's worship together.
For all you've brought me through, and now So come now, Lord, like never before. In every season, your grace has been enough, and I'm believing the best is yet to come. The cross before me, hope on things above, and in you, Jesus, the best is yet to come. Your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. So come now, Lord, like never before. I know breakthrough is coming.
Song. I love singing about God's presence being with us in this time. We're going to move into a moment where we're celebrating and participating in generosity. And this season that we're in, generosity is making a huge, huge impact. And so we're going to do what we did last weekend with our services. And we're going to ask you to share this service on social media, send it to your friends, tag our page, and use the hashtag #WeAreFrontRange. Ernest is sharing it right now. What we're going to do for every share, every tag, we're going to add up $5 per share, and we're going to put all that together and give it away to help bless other people. And because of things like that, we were able to put together 29 gift baskets for local assisted living homes like Brookside and Assured Assisted Living. We actually want to give a shout out to Brookside.
What's up, guys?
Are watching this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
So this is how our generosity can make an impact for Front Range. So we just want to encourage you to share the service right now, bless other people by doing that.
Yeah, and we know when things happen, fear sees a crisis, but faith sees an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And when you give online, you allow us as a church to step into the opportunities in these times. And And better yet, when you automate your giving, you allow us to intelligently plan for the future. So thank you for your generosity, Front Range. We're gonna continue on in the service. And during this time, we usually do like a greet time.
Yep.
But instead of asking you a question, we're gonna do things a little bit different today. We wanna give shout outs. Give shout outs to the ladies in our lives. So I wanna shout out my wife, Sarah, my mom, my daughter, Waverly, my sister, Amy.
Getting all them bonus points, right?
I'm
gonna shout out Jana and Abigail. Love you guys. I know you guys are watching. Shout out my mom too. What's up, mom?
So shout out right now in the chat. Or better, maybe text the person or tell them if they're next to you how much they mean to you. Happy Ladies' Day.
Hi, I'm Sherry Surratt. I attend Front Range. I'm married to Jeff. I volunteer in our children's ministry. I love our church. And I want to welcome you to Front Range Ladies' Day. I love this day. This is a day when we get to celebrate women in our lives. I want to give a shout out to my mom, Doris, who is a beautiful 84 years old. She lives in Missouri. To my daughter, Brittany, who is a great mom and a great wife. To my daughter-in-law, Hillary, who brings joy to our lives, and to my two granddaughters, Maggie and Molly, who are very spicy and I think one day may just rule the world. You know, to my many girlfriends spread across the country, to all these women in my life, I just want to say thanks. You make my life better. Here's some things that we know about ladies. They light up the room with their smile. They make people feel welcome and cared for. They are smart, they accomplish big things, and let's get honest, they make the room smell better. If there are any men that are listening right now, why don't you just agree with us and give a shout out of amen on the chat right now? Let's make it personal though. If you are sitting with a lady in your life that's in your house, maybe it's your daughter or your wife or your mom or your sister, why don't you just turn to her and say, thanks. Thanks for making my life better. I love that our church follows Jesus' lead and points out that women are to be valued and highly favored. In fact, this Sunday on Mother's Day evening, Front Range is going to celebrate women by hosting a Ladies' Day drive-in. We're going to have snacks and music and fun. I can't wait to see you there. You know, throughout the Bible, God honored women with his words, and not just his words, but with his time and his actions. And he wasn't afraid to recognize women for their gifts and to give them big responsibilities. Ladies come in all shapes and sizes. We are daughters and friends and sisters. We nurture and care for each other. We can be wives and moms. We can be doctors and lawyers and teachers. Here's one thing I know. When we tap into who God made us to be, we can change the world. I'm so excited about this new series, Five Women Who Changed the World. And today, I want to talk to you about a story from the book of Ruth. It may be a story that you're familiar with, but I want to call out a lady that's kind of in the back scenes of this story. It starts with a Jewish family who had to leave their homeland because of a famine. After they arrive in their new land, one of the sons married a woman named Ruth, who was from a very different culture and background. But things didn't go as planned. Before very many years passed, her father-in-law died, leaving her mother-in-law, Naomi, alone. And a few years later after that, Ruth's husband dies as well. So now we have two women, young Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi, both of them widows. Both from different cultures in a time when being a widow meant almost certain poverty. Now, I want you to picture yourself as Ruth just for a moment, right? You've just lost your husband. You're stuck in this land with your mother-in-law. And maybe you are a daughter-in-law that your mother-in-law maybe not would have chosen if it was left to her own devices. But here you are, no future prospects, living with your mother-in-law. Are your palms sweaty? You know, for some of you, you're thinking, nothing could be worse. But it wasn't the case for Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. In fact, out of love for Ruth, Naomi said to her, daughter, you are released from your responsibilities. Why don't you go back and be with your family where they can care for you? But here's where we see Ruth's personality. She answers from Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. With those words, Ruth pledged her loyalty to Naomi. So the two of them travel back to Judah to see if they could figure out a life together. You know, I picture them as they are walking. Young Ruth may be asking Naomi, what's the culture going to be like in Judah? And Naomi answering her back about the Jewish customs and maybe helping her see what her deep devotion to God looked like. And maybe they took time to grieve their losses together. When they arrive, they have to figure out, how are we going to survive? And so Ruth decided that she would go pick grain in a nearby field, and it happened to be the field of Boaz, who is related to them. This was part of the Jewish culture, that gleaning wheat from a field that fell to the ground wasn't stealing. In fact, it was a way to care for widows. It was part of the custom. Boaz noticed Ruth as she worked, and he treated her kindly and allowed her to pick up even extra grain for her and her mother-in-law. When Ruth got home, she shared the story with Naomi. Naomi was so excited. You know, Pastor Ernest a few weeks ago talked about this same story, and he told us that it was significant that Boaz, the field owner, was a relative of Ruth's. Relatives had a responsibility to care for the widows in their family, but it was a little bit complicated. Boaz was a good and powerful man, but it was really important that Ruth handled herself with wisdom. So Naomi stepped in to help. She told Ruth, daughter, change your clothes. It's time to stop your mourning now and go to the threshing floor where Boaz will be. Be watchful. Choose your time carefully. Lay respectfully at his feet, as is the custom. Follow his instructions and be patient, my daughter. You know, I'm intrigued by Naomi in this story. We see her character shine with a critical choice that she made. Naomi chose to champion Ruth over herself and to share her wisdom. She could have gone to Boaz herself because she was related as well. Instead, she invested in her daughter-in-law and taught her how to move forward with wisdom. Naomi knew the Jewish customs. Ruth did not. Not being Jewish, she wouldn't have known how to proceed. So Naomi chose to let Ruth stand on her shoulders of experience. You know, I'm also intrigued by Ruth in this story. Not only was she loyal, but she humbly accepted the advice. You know, she could have said no. In fact, she could have even been offended by Naomi's straightforward words. This was her mother-in-law. And you know, sometimes when our mother-in-law gets all up in our business, we don't like it too much. I love my mother-in-law, who's now in heaven, but my husband and I both agree, she never spoke two words that weren't advice. But Ruth did not get ruffled. She knew she didn't know everything, and she needed to listen. So, what was the result of Naomi's plan? Boaz did marry Ruth and took financial responsibility for the family. It was a story that started with death and despair, and it turned into one of joy. In fact, chapter 4, verse 11 says this, then the elders and all the people standing in the gate replied, we are witnesses. May the Lord make this woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, from whom all the nations of Israel descended. May you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. And may the Lord give you descendants by this young woman who will be like those of our ancestor Perez, the son of Tamar and Judah. The witnesses at the gate rejoiced and spoke prophetic words that came to pass. because Boaz and Ruth had a son, Obed, who became the grandfather of King David. And this put Ruth as one of only five women in the Bible who were in the direct lineage of Jesus. How did this happen? God used a very unique relationship between two widows who had no prospects. He decided to choose Naomi to pour into Ruth, not only to change Ruth's life, but to change the trajectory of history. I've been fortunate to have incredible women in my life, one of whom is Sybil. Sybil is in her 80s, and just like Naomi, she's not perfect. She has wrinkles that deepen every time she smiles. She doesn't know the latest technology, but she knows about life. She asks me great questions that challenge me. She inspires me to take my next step toward Christ. And just like Ruth, I know I need it, so I listen. Sybil invests in me, not just with her time, but with her wisdom. She loves me well, and she's not afraid to speak unvarnished truth. She's unselfish and knows that her investment isn't about her. She knows that her fruit will grow on other people's trees, and she's okay with that. Sybil is a Naomi in my life. Recently, I talked with some ladies who have also had a Naomi in their life. Join us for this conversation. Ladies, thanks for joining me. It is so much fun to actually sit live in a room with other women. We get to have coffee even though we're socially distancing appropriately, yeah. Right? I had to hold myself back from hugging each one of you. Thanks for being here. And I'm here with Emily Cloder. Emily, you're a mom and of two little girls, and you're also a wife. And when I reached out to you to ask you to share a story of another woman who has poured into you, your story was incredible. Would you tell us about Mel?
Yeah, absolutely. So before we moved to Colorado, we lived in Charleston, South Carolina, and we were at Seacoast Church, and there was a woman there named Mel. She was on staff at the church and was a woman leader in the church, and she approached myself and about nine other ladies about being part of what she called a huddle. So it was going to be a focused group of 10 of us ladies that she wanted to, us to gather together for a year to commit to being a part of this group. And she just wanted to disciple us and really pour into us for that year. And so I, you know, said that I wanted to be a part of the group. And so each month we would meet, we just meet monthly, and she would choose a really intentional book that we were going to read for that month. So we all read that book, and then we had a scripture verse that we were going to memorize for that month. And there was the accountability of coming together to then share that we had hidden that verse away in our hearts that month. And we also had a prayer partner for the month that we prayed for in the group. And so then we would meet together, and the meetings were really just super intentional time that we really set aside kind of a sacred time, because we only met 12 times during the year. And so we were all really focused on, you know, making sure we were there for those meetings. And it was just an incredible time of getting to grow in our faith. I mean, we read books about our identity as women in Christ and our identity as women leaders in the church, and just what it looks like to have a close walk with Jesus. And I'm so thankful that Mel poured into all of us in that way. She not only planned everything for our monthly meetings, but then in between our monthly meetings, she would reach out to us and ask us to get coffee together, just one-on-one, and she would just check in and see how we were doing and help us grow. So that was really just a special time for me in my walk, just to have someone pour into you like that. So she was really my Naomi. And then at the end of the year, we culminated with a weekend retreat, which was really special. And she commissioned all 10 of us to then go out and start our own groups of 10 ladies. Cool. So then we got to choose our 10 Ruths that we were going to pour into for the next year. And that was really stretching and challenging, you know, as a leader to step out and do that. But again, that was super rewarding as well, just to be able to then pour into some women who are younger than me and help them grow in their faith for that year.
That's awesome. So cool. And Emily, when she challenged you to do that, was it scary at all?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was like, are any of these 10 ladies that I asked even going to say yes?
And how did it turn out?
It turned out amazing. I still keep up with a lot of them and just kind of follow their lives and see how they're doing. And it was, you know, as much of a blessing for me as I hope it was for them.
Oh, that's incredible. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that story. Yeah. And we're here with Tiffany. Tiffany, you shared a story about a lady named Teresa. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to talk about Teresa without crying, but 20 years ago, I moved from Texas to Florida. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time with three young boys, and I had to have knee surgery. So after my knee surgery, I hired a personal trainer to help rehab my knee. And my personal trainer's name was Teresa. And she was just fun and bubbly. She was younger than me, about 8 years younger than me. She had no kids at the time, so she was definitely not someone I would typically look to as a mentor. But what I learned from her has honestly changed my life, and as a result, I feel like touched the lives of many other women. She definitely helped strengthen my knee and return me back to pre-surgery status, but she was really the first woman that I can remember meeting who honestly was always just the cheerleader and building other women up and never, ever, ever threatened by anyone else's success. Yeah. You know, to that point, I think a lot of my experience had been like, oh, you look so cute, but why is she wearing those shoes, you know? And that wasn't Teresa. She was honestly like, always everyone's biggest cheerleader and encouraging you to do things that you didn't even believe you could do yourself and never threatened by anyone else's success or the good things that happened to them. And what I realized was that was who I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to be that for other women. And so through this last 20 years, I still consider myself so lucky to call her friend. But, you know, I've been inspired to do things with other women. I'm involved with Custom now. I volunteered with the youth group when my boys were growing up, and I'm really involved with a women's networking group here in Castle Rock for women in small business. And I feel like what I've learned is just that by building other people up, it makes us stronger. By encouraging other women and building each other up, it just makes us better. And I learned that from Teresa. And so I feel like it's touching lives that she's never even met.
Tiffany, what an incredible gift to come across a lady that is so disarming and you're immediately comfortable around her. And how cool is it that that's what you learned from her? Yeah. And now you're passing it on. I love
that. So awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And we're here with Jackie. Jackie, you shared a story that I absolutely loved, and it was about your mom. Tell us that.
Yeah, so my mom was a single mom. My dad left when we were about 10, or when I was about 10, and, you know, she just raised my younger sister and myself, and we watched as she took, you know, multiple jobs to take care of us and make sure we had everything we needed. But outside of that, just watching her faith and how she trusted God and she walked with God through that, that she just knew that He was going to provide for us and take care of us. And, you know, my mom would pray over us all the time and would always speak life over us. And that was her big thing, was, you know, she would always remind us, well, is that who you are? You know, it always came back to, is that who you are? Is that who God made you? And, you know, I'm so thankful for those prayers. Even when I know as a teenager, I'm sure I made that very hard. you know, there were,
you were
probably
normal
moments.
Teenager.
Yes, I was a normal teenager. I'm sure there were moments where it was not easy, but she still stood by and prayed and had faith in God that He had the situation. And so now, you know, looking back on all of that, I'm so thankful that I had a mom who did all of that for me and for herself too. And as a mom now of three littles, it's made me want to be, you know, the mom that she was, the mom who trusts God in everything, who prays over my kids, who speaks truth over them every single day and just loves on them no matter what. So yeah, she was just my Naomi in my life.
Oh, Jackie, that is incredible. Yeah. To have a mom who sees kind of into the future, sees the young lady that she wanted you to be and she spoke into you, that's absolutely incredible. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your stories. This has been so much fun. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here's what I think we can learn from Ruth and Naomi's story and the stories of Emily, Jackie, and Tiffany. Here's the first one. Throughout our life, we need wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6 says this, "Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you." It's interesting that a feminine pronoun is used here. It doesn't mean that wisdom is a woman or that all wisdom comes from women. The book of Proverbs is a book of poetry with lots of symbolism, and theologians say that it's comparing wisdom to some of the feminine characteristics, like being nurturing and caring. From this verse, we know that we need wisdom, and it will keep us safe and guide us through our life. Here's the second thing that we can learn. God designed us to need each other. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." You know, this verse encourages us not just to gather together, but to be creative in how we pour into each other. One way you could do this is to consider being a host home for our Front Range in-home services and invite people in to experience the service together. I love the words from this verse that says, especially now. You know, if there's ever a time when we need each other and we need to pour into each other, it's now. Here's the next thing we can learn. Investing in others brings us joy. Naomi started the story as a destitute woman and ended up with a family. Ruth chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Then the women of the town said to Naomi, 'Praise the Lord who has now provided a redeemer for your family. May this child be famous in Israel. May he restore your youth and care for you in your old age, for he is the son of your daughter-in-law who loves you and has been better to you than seven sons.'" Naomi, because she invested in Ruth, reaped joy in her life. We can too when we pour ourselves into other people. So here's my challenge to you on Ladies' Day in 2020. I want to challenge you to lean into a Naomi or to be a Naomi or maybe even to do both. But you may be asking, how can I be a Naomi? I want to encourage you to invest in your personal relationship with God like you never have before. Spend time in God's Word and notice what God is doing in your life, something that you could share with another woman that might inspire her. Ask God, who is already in your circle, "Is there a lady near me who just needs a friend?" Maybe God is leading you to step up and lead a women's group or just reach out to a lady on your street that you don't know very well. Maybe you can volunteer in children's ministry or student ministry and pour into a young lady's life. And don't forget that it might be the 8-year-old daughter that's on your couch right now. You may have a Ruth in your house. Some of you might be thinking, "I don't have anything to offer. I could never be a Naomi." Yes, you can. You have a smile. You have friendship to offer. You can share what God has done in your life. But your question may also be, how can I find a Naomi? I encourage you to look around in your circle that already exists. Whose character do you admire? You know, this is what I did with Sybil. I was in a meeting with her and her maturity struck me. She was wise. She was calm. It just seemed like she seeped wisdom. And so I just went and asked and I said, "Sybil, would you hang out with me and let me ask you some questions?" And she said, "Yes." And remember, just like Tiffany's story, your Naomi may be somebody even that's younger than you. Maybe it's time to widen your circle and join a couples or a ladies community group. And I want to say this, if you already have a Naomi in your life, thank her. Do it today. Send her a text, give her a call, send her a card, and tell her how much she has spoken into your life and what it means to you. So what about the wonderful men who are listening? You know, the two things we learned apply to you as well. You need wisdom and you need each other too. But how can you support the wonderful women in your life? Encourage your wife or your sister or your mom to be a Naomi or to find their Naomi. Offer to cook dinner or watch the kids or take care of some other work so that she has the time to meet with them. Dads, don't just tell your daughter that she's beautiful. Tell her she's smart and kind and important and that God designed her to change the world. Speak into her so that she can speak into others. We were designed to need each other, to learn from each other, and to invest in each other. I love the two questions that we end with at Front Range every time. What is God saying to me, and what am I going to do about it? I want to encourage you on this Ladies' Day 2020, read the book of Ruth for yourself and ask God to inspire you. Because here's what I know, God has called you to change the world.
And what a powerful word by Sherry. I mean, I know it's timely for me to be reminded that I need people to invest in me, but I also need to invest in others. And so I just want to encourage you, ask yourself, what is God saying to you in this moment? For some of us, maybe we're longing to be invested in, and maybe God's already brought that person into your life. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they're in our church, and you just need to reach out to us and say, "Hey, I'd love to help find help me find a Naomi in my life." And maybe you need to be a Naomi. Maybe you need to invest in the lives of others. I love that Pastor Sherry said that it brings such joy into our own lives when we invest in others, and I think that's so true. And but the reality is, all this starts with God. What are you saying to me personally? And what am I going to do about it? And I thought, let's just close it out by praying. Father, we just come before you and I thank you for this word. I thank you so much, Father, for speaking life and truth into us today. God, I thank you for the people that have invested in my life, in the lives of so many. I love seeing all the names that have been mentioned here online of people that have invested in the lives of others in our church. God, thank you for that. And God, I thank you for those who choose to invest in others. God, we've all been called to do that. But we know at the end of the day, God, that all this whole conversation really begins with us giving our lives over to you. For some of us, maybe we feel like we have nothing to offer. Some of us, maybe we feel like we're so far from God that we can't invest in others. And yet today, if that's you, God is saying, come home. And God is trying to remind us that what he did on the cross through Jesus was enough, that Jesus died on the cross for you and for me, and died so that we can have freedom from our sins, so we can be forgiven, so that we can live this abundant life that Jesus promises us. And so if that's you, if you came into this place, if you're watching, I believe there's somebody watching online right now. If we're being real honest, we'd say, man, Ernest, I feel distant from God. And maybe you joined because somebody shared it on Facebook, or somebody invited you, or because maybe your mom asked you to watch, but you're watching right now and God is saying, just come home. You may not have all the answers. You may still have some doubts, and that's okay. God will walk with us through all of that. But in this moment, God's saying, just place your faith in me. Place your faith in what Jesus has done. If that's you, if you want to do that today, there's a few different options for you. If you're watching on live.frontrange.org, you can click on a button right there that says, I'm committing my life to Christ. Or you can text the number, you can text this word follow to the number on the screen right here. And we'd love to follow up with you. We're not going to bother you or anything like that. We're just going to celebrate you, and then we're going to give you some next steps. Because we believe this is the greatest decision that you can make in your life today.
Yeah.
This is the greatest decision that you can make for what God has done for you. And so if you want to make that decision, you can do that right now. And we celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of us, God, what are you saying to us personally? Those of us who need a mentor, those of us who need to be a mentor, a coach, somebody that can invest in others, God, I pray that you would speak to us now. You would help us to do something about it. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's time here at Front Range. We want to give you a chance to respond to whatever God may be saying to you. And you can respond in really a variety of ways. If we know some of you right now, maybe you need some prayer. I even saw that in the chat online here where someone's saying, today is a hard day. It's a hard day for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Maybe you lost a mother, or maybe you desired to become a mom, or any number of reasons. That today is a tough, tough day. And if you need prayer, then we'd love to pray for you. On Church Online, on live.frontrange, you can click on the live prayer button right now. We'd love to pray for you.
Yeah. And if you're on live.frontrange.org, or you're on Facebook, you can also just throw your prayer requests into the chat there on any platform, and we'll pray for you right there. We'll just respond back in the chat and pray for you.
Yeah, right now we'd love to pray for you. Also, we want to encourage you, take some time, whether you're by yourself or with your family, and take communion. You can grab some bread, or maybe a cookie, or some juice, or some milk, or whatever. We say the bread represents the body of Christ, and the juice represents the blood of Christ. That Jesus died for you and I so that we can live in freedom and hope and life and peace and forgiveness of our sins. And so we take communion to represent that. And so wherever you may be, as we're going to head into a time of worship. And in this time, I want to encourage you, Ask yourself two questions. Number one, what's God saying to me? And number two, what am I going to do about it? Let's respond together.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought. Sin was great, your love.
judge the world, but it couldn't fill me. A meltdown to praise and treasures that fade are never enough. But you came along and pulled me back together, and every desire is now satisfied here in your love. And oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. And I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you see them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Better than you.
What a powerful song. I've had that thing on repeat all weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that song.
So good.
Thank you guys for joining us today. We just want to encourage you to go to frontrange.info to get more information about the stuff that we've talked about, upcoming events, anything that we've got going on, including baptisms, which we're going to do next Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, actually May the 12th,
2 days
in the evening. I know you got questions about how we're going to do that. We have a plan. We're
super stoker.
Yeah, super stoker. We're just going to shoot people with it. Now, we're going to have social distancing and all of that stuff. I just want to encourage you to go to frontrange.info if you're interested in getting baptized. Baptized.
You have a slide for that for
I do. Yes, I do. Thank you, Mike. There, frontrange.info. There we go.
From off camera.
From off camera. Mike keeping me accountable here. Baptisms Tuesday night. Sign up if you're interested. We'd love to have you.
Bro, that scared me. I was like, what is he doing?
Why is Mike yelling at me? I don't know.
Also, Johnny, did you know that we're meeting next week as a church?
We are next Sunday morning.
Yes, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. It's going to be a drive-in service. So kind of like what we've done for the worship nights and all of that, but we're going to be meeting at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. It's going to be one service. We'll still have everything online. So if you can't be there, we'll make sure we have stuff online. But it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see people and to worship together. It's going to look very different and yet similar to what we've done in the past. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really, really cool. And
speaking of drive-ins, this Sunday, tonight, 6 p.m. at Hobby Lobby parking lot. Ladies, you do not want to miss it. It's just for you. There's going to be a DJ and all kinds of giveaways and fun things to do. So make sure that you head, go pick up a friend.
Yep.
Go pick up.
Grab some dinner, eat in the car.
That's right. Whatever you need. And meet not us, but the other ladies. Yeah. Or the ladies.
We're watching the kids. Ladies. We're hanging out with the kids.
That's right. Hobby Lobby, 6 p.m. tonight.
Yes. And we want to encourage you to jump into the lobby, the online lobby that we'll have after the service ends. Say hi. We'd love to see you. We're going to post a link in the chat wherever you're watching for you to just click on. Jumping in the lobby with us, and we'd love to see you.
Boom. Now let's close with a benediction, a blessing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Let's read this out loud wherever you are, whoever you're sitting next to. Let's read this out loud. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. We love you guys. Happy Ladies' Day.